God.
Well, Vayner, what did you think?
Oh, of not winning the number one fan contest?
Well, you have to enter to win.
Correct. I was going to say.
That's not necessarily true. Mr. Cackle won.
He was not number the number three,
fan a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Never entered. But, never entered.
Yeah, never entered.
Yeah. 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 Never entered. So, yeah, I was pretty confident in the results there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just goes to show you that anybody can win. It's just you, but you can't win if you don't enter.
Except for Miss Bacon. She.
Ooh. That's
going on. Oh, you big fat thing.
We gotta do this. We gotta hurry up.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm
Freddy! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 10th of February.
Monday.
2025 in the year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lovett Drew Parton. I'm your host, the one who, y'all, I got nothing except a rant. Mr. Larry H. Bader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh. Are you going to rant about that?
You know what? He's older than me, so he falls into this rant category.
Okay.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader, and joining me today is the sporty one himself.
Yes.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi. Y'all. Getting ready for the superb owl.
Yeah.
And, you know, and got on my Nasty Pig mesh jersey here, and excuse me. Well, that lets the air clear quicker.
Right. No, I've got a Shark Week story. I need to call that into the BFO.
Yes, you do.
Well, y'all, in full transparency, obviously we are recording this before the big game.
The big game. Which means
there is No one is surprised that I did not win the number one fan contest, including myself, since I did not enter. But it means we don't know who did win at this point. Now, during the intro, Big Fatty shook that colostomy bag right in front of me. So, you know, I can verify that there are hundreds of names in there.
Unbelievable numbers this year.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all, there's like five names in there, which means Miss Bacon still will not win.
Mm-mm. That's not true. The number of entries is up 25% from last year.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that one extra name made a big difference. So
it's amazing that, you know, having five names instead of four, you know, is just,
Yeah. So, Big Fatty, we have not spoken since the last little show, but how was your week?
It was pretty good. I'll recap all of that on my little show for Monday. And anyway, it was filled with fun.
Ooh, well, there you go, y'all. My week.
No gentlemen callers yet. But
they do come out after the superb owl. But yeah, y'all, my week. Y'all, I got nothing. It was one of those weeks at the coal mine where if you worked 40 hours or 37 and a half, whatever our full time is, or 80 hours, it did not matter. It was going to be hell, and you weren't going to get anything accomplished. So those sorts of weeks, you know, they leave you feeling a little meh, a little Like, why am
It's kind of so-so. It's like it's so-so question month.
It's true. It's true.
It's so-so coal mine month.
Yeah. And y'all, we are the coal mine. Y'all, this is prime coal mining season. It is nonstop. Y'all, we've got some hoot nannies going on. And not that kind of hoot nanny. And, well, I mean, maybe. I don't know what they're doing behind closed doors in the coal mine. And but
don't care.
I don't actually. But y'all left on Friday, and y'all, I had big plans. I did. Oh, I said, you know what?
Big doings.
I'm gonna go home, and I'm going to I gotta turn the volume up. I'm gonna hop in the jalopy.
Oh.
I have got to get that new jalopy sound in. Y'all, I worked on it the other day. It's really terrible. But then I went down a rabbit hole.
It sounds, the new jalopy sounds great.
Yeah, y'all, I went down a rabbit hole of watching the Jetsons after.
Oh, God.
And y'all, did you know the Jetsons was only on for like 24 episodes ever? Y'all, it seems like as a kid there were thousands of episodes of that, but I guess they just replayed the same.
There had to be more than 24 episodes.
That's
not even a year.
Well, right. It was one. It was like one season. Hold on. If only there was a series of wires and tubes.
It's one of these days, someone will come up with that.
Yeah. The Jetsons is an animated sitcom produced by Hanna-Barbera, which y'all, you know, we loved the Hanna-Barbera as a child. It aired in primetime from September 62 to March 63.
Really?
Yep. The original had 24 episodes and aired on Sunday nights. There was a special in 85 and 87, but yeah. Y'all, wow. I'm telling you, I went down the rabbit hole. And y'all, I also have to tell you, this is going to tie into my... It's a rant, but a rant that involves Big Fatty, so I want to... I want him to voice his opinion later. But y'all, did y'all watch the Grammys last Sunday night?
I don't watch anything that involves Granny.
Correct. Well, nor should you. Speaking of...
correct.
Y'all, I had it on, but I was doing something in the Vader family compound. And y'all, that Chapel Roan did the Pink Pony Club. And... y'all,
I don't know what any of that means.
I know you don't. And y'all, I'm preaching to the choir here, I'm sure. But y'all, that song is not new. It came out in 2021. Y'all, I've been hearing it for a couple years now. It's been on heavy rotation at the Gabars and whatnot.
Okay.
And, you know, I listen to it sometimes in the car when I'm driving. And if y'all think I don't hit the high notes, you are crazy. But y'all, the Straight People, I think it was the first time they'd ever heard it.
Oh.
And y'all, my face space, my TikToks, my Twitter, y'all, it has blown up this week with all of these straight ladies. I love you, Mrs. Lauren and Mrs. Bacon. But y'all, you cannot have it. You cannot have it. It is for the gays. Now, everyone says it's for the girls, but I really think it's for the gay girls. But either way, so your gay friends are just smiling at you. But y'all, we've been dancing at the Pink Pony Club for many years. And I do want to say that if you just think it's catchy, you need to listen to the words, but you need to do a little research on Miss Chapel Roan and see why she wears the white face when she performs. And y'all, it's a giant FU to the people who bullied her in high school. So, you know, she's a lot, y'all. The short story is she discovered that the straight boys in high school were calling the gay boys clowns because they would get in trouble if they said gay. So y'all, she started going to high school with clown makeup on. And you know what? And now she just hit over 45 million streams on Spotify with that song. And so that was a giant. And then she performed at the Grammys doing that. So, y'all, it was a giant FU to Missouri. So, either way, she's really cool. Oh. So if you don't know the song, give her a listen.
Okay.
So yeah. There you go.
I did not understand any of that.
I know. Anyway. Bless your heart. I really don't need you to be walking around the house singing the Pink Pony Club, because it would just drive everyone.
I wouldn't know a Pink Pony Club if it rode up on horseback.
We know. But yeah. I tell you what
is that the rant?
No, well, kind of, it ties into it, but it, okay. Y'all, this week, I'm going to a horror event at the end of April. It's the one that I went to in the Lost Wages in March last year.
Oh, okay. And, is it in Lost Wages again?
It is. And y'all, this is not like I just made up my mind. I knew last year that this was full of good people, and while I don't find it to be the most, y'all, it's more fun than the Leather Weather, for being honest, but I'm going to get to that in a minute, but y'all, it's old people.
Yes.
And
it is old people.
Not that old people are the only attendees, because I'd say it's a 35 and up crowd. Y'all, there ain't no young people. There's usually like two people under the age of 35. But
are they wearing chicken suits?
You aren't far off, usually, but, and they're usually the bartenders. They're trying to get into their local horror club. And so they're, bartending for the weekend or whatever. But they're usually fairly polite.
They're probably tipped well.
I hope so. Because the drinks are complimentary. I always overtip because, I think it's the Utah Rebellion is the horror club that sponsors this. Y'all, they bring this shit down. They drive it down from Utah. They collect it throughout the year from things when there's sales and stuff. And then they drive that shit down. So I would imagine Salt Lake City to Vegas is 10 hours. I don't know.
If only there were a series of wires and tubes that could tell us that.
Let me rephrase my statement. I don't care. I don't care enough to look it up, but either way. But y'all, my friends Larry, and Scott were all, and by that I mean.
And Scott.
Y'all were in a Telegram little group chat, and so y'all, we've been talking about this since last year. Y'all, we keep in touch, as we do. And our friend Larry, who's in Australia, and y'all, I would use his real name, but I honest to God can't remember it.
421 miles from Salt Lake City to Lost Wages.
Probably 7 hours.
5 hours and 35 minutes via I-15 South.
Okay. So with traffic, it's 6 to 7. You got to stop in TT, especially.
Oh, absolutely. And, check out the the Mormon stew pot.
Oh, well, you do. I would imagine.
I guess it'd be the Mormon magic underpants.
Right. Well, there's a shop. But you have to pay for it with, anyway. So we're just going to stop.
Your soul.
Basically. Well, your soul has to have enough credit.
Of course.
But y'all, We chat about this all year long, but we chat about everything else. And some of us are in the same coal mining industry. So we, we always have little funny stories or whatever. Oh, yeah. But y'all, I forgot to register. Now, I had booked the motel. I booked flights a few months ago because y'all, I got them for like $300. The weekend that it falls is a very busy weekend in the Lost Wages.
Very busy.
So to get the good deals on the flight, y'all, I'm flying in on Sunday and flying out the next Tuesday.
You'll be there more than a week.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there 10 days. It's 10 days, 9 nights. But y'all, the motel cost is only like $800 because they get such a good deal on the motel. Well, right. Plus tax. So probably $900.
Well, that's how they get you.
Yeah, but that, and there are no resort fees. Either way, if you wanted to stay around the motel for the entire 9 nights, you absolutely could, but you don't have to. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, y'all, it's the complimentary beverages. A lot of people don't leave on those nights. I can only stand around so much and make small talk. So,
well, I mean, it's too much fat.
It's true. It's true. And
bone
so,
weary.
But y'all,
put your feet up.
Either way, they said one of our friends, Larry, actually.
And Scott.
Is volunteering, and he said, Larry, I didn't see your name on the registration list, unless I don't know your real name. And I said, no, you know my real name. It's Larry H. Vader. But I was like, did you look at V-A-D-E-R? Because you know sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Those Canadians get confused.
Yep.
But he said, no, it's not there. And I said, uh-oh. And so, y'all, I sure enough, I'd never registered.
Oh.
So, y'all.
You just assumed that they would put you on the list.
No, trust me. If anything, they'd take me off the list.
Oh!
So, y'all. So, I went online, and I have not been to their website in a year, probably, mm-hmm. because, you know, like.
Well, I'm sure it's just amazing how it's changed.
If you think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing, then you haven't tried Velamints. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Velamints took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velamint.
Try sugar-free Velamints. You really taste the mint. In three refreshing...
Oh. But y'all, they took the sugar. Let me put it this way: they took the sugar out.
Can you really taste the mint?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
And so, y'all, it was such. I sat there thinking, who thinks that this is an acceptable way to register for this event? And
everybody that registered.
And so in our group chat, I was like, oh my God, like, is it 1992? What's going on? And then to pay for it, y'all, you had to use the PayPal. Well, I don't really want to do that because, like, one, I want to put it on my charger plate because I would like a mile or a point for this.
Right.
But two, like, it just didn't seem right. And so, but y'all, I mean, I'm committed. I'm going. So I paid for it via the PayPal. And then when I checked out, I discovered that it wasn't even set up correctly. And so the PayPal was just like a personal reimbursement to someone. So they wouldn't have to pay the fees and there would be no tax implications. Mm. So, and y'all, I'm being careful what I say because I don't want to sound ageist, and it has nothing to do with age. This has nothing to do with age, to be clear. It has to do with
what's that you say?
Y'all, it has everything to do with boomers being boomers, and y'all, this is terribly against the terms of service of PayPal. So there's nothing to stop PayPal from shutting this down and returning everyone's money, number one.
Okay.
Two, you're going to get hit with fees. Like, you can't pull this off without getting hit with fees, but you could set up a Stripe account, which is a credit card processor, integrate it into WordPress and a forms plugin at minimal to no cost. And that was my dryer buzzer. And
Big Ricky must be there.
Yeah. And y'all, the fees are 2.9% flat. It would work across all nationalities. There wouldn't have to be any worry about that. Or all currencies and, well, nationalities as well. But y'all, it is so piss poor done. And then I was trying to look at the website, and y'all, it was in all caps. I kid you not. Everything was in all fucking caps. And it had been copied and pasted from some word processor, probably an old version of Word, and it was spaced.
Maybe from the PageMaster.
No.
It not that advanced.
More likely WordPerfect.
Oh.
But y'all, you
used to love WordPerfect.
I know you did. It was really good. But y'all, it just, everything was bad. And so I was like, they had a downloadable, come on, There it goes. Sorry, my keyboard was asleep. smoke out. Y'all, and I, please, I, this is a long build up to something that, that doesn't need to be. But y'all,
okay.
Y'all, it just, I'm sending it to Big Fatty now. Oh, how do I do that? How do I do that? I'll do it in the Zoom so you can look at it on your computer while I'm talking.
All right.
Where is that? Chat. And then.
Yes. You are chatting as a guest. Got it.
Your computer. Downloads. This is exciting. This is thrilling. All right. Send. Okay. So, y'all, I go and I try to download the PDF. And y'all, it is 5 pages.
Mm-hmm.
It is about a megabyte, which is, you know, that's fine, but like on a phone, that's going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it is awful. So.
Yeah, it's all in caps.
Yes. Y'all, it is so many ways you could have done this, but I guess they were looking for the worst way possible. Either way, y'all, I went down a rabbit hole about this because I was like, you know, I volunteered because they asked for volunteers last year. And I said, look, I don't live here. Right. Mm-hmm. But the interwebs does not matter. I do not want to be a person. I don't want to help with check-in and the hospitality suite. Like, I don't want to do that because you don't want me to do that. Mm-hmm. Also, they bring like 7 coffee makers and make coffee in like 7 Mr. Coffees from people's house. Mm. It's just, I don't want anything to do with that. Right. Also, y'all, I'm a busy lesbian. But I will volunteer to do all these things. Like, here's a list of things that are my specialty and can help you save money. I know a thing or two about making a PDF. Y'all, I have certifications in the print shop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So Burterbun Software, basically my company at this point. You know, I know a thing or two about WordPress and about making all this happen. It's almost like I get paid to do that for a living and use the printmaster. Okay. And they said, no, you have to live here to do that. And I was like, you know what? All right.
Oh.
That's fine.
But y'all, I see you're going to Buca de Beppo.
Buca de Beppo? Oh, yeah. Y'all, I think Tommy Bahama or whatever is on that list of dinners, too. Bahama Breeze. That's the name of it. And then the other one is, it's not on the official schedule, but don't worry, they'll print this out on somebody's HP DeskJet printer.
Oh, good.
Hand it out. I'm not kidding. It 1000% will be inkjet printed and handed out. There it is on the final page. Bahama Breeze, Buca de Beppo. Y'all, they're going to the Kuma bathhouse. Y'all. And you got to put Kuma, the name of the bathhouse, in apostrophes, in single quotes, because that's what you do. Y'all, we're going to the Hog, to the Fun Hog Ranch.
Yeah.
And there's a motorcycle ride out to Red Rock.
I see it. Make sure you have a full tank of gas, which is never a problem for me.
Or me, really, these days. So, right. Y'all, but it got me to thinking, y'all, the man who is organizing this, I have met. He is a very nice guy, but he makes Big Fatty look like a child.
Oh.
He is as old as Methuselah and will not go. Y'all, and so, but y'all.
So basically we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Y'all, what is it with people? I understand. Okay, here's the thing. The point of this event or of promoting this event is to grow the event, correct? Like, isn't that the point of every event is to hit? You got to have you got to have a minimum number of people to make it viable, but there's really a sweet spot with any event where you sell out the hotel or you, you know, you have enough sponsors to pay for things. Y'all, the registration for this event is $60. It's not, this is not going to break the budget, which is a whole separate thing. But y'all, and this also attracts Palm Springs, LA, San Francisco, right? Heavy on those three areas because of where it is. There's not much between those places and like Denver, for example. There's just the Midwest is kind of, you know, nothing as far as big cities and large gay leather horror groups. But y'all, this man, like, they won't let go of this and let other people make it better. But it's like that with everything. And it's just like, you know, it's good that you're attracting all these 80-year-olds to this event. And that's fine. This has nothing to do with the crowd that comes, because for every bit of 80, there's a good bit of also like-minded people and age people that I enjoy being around. And I enjoy being around 80-year-olds. But not, they don't enjoy being around 45-year-olds so much most of the time. And so, y'all, these people, they just, they won't let it go. They won't let other people get their hands in it and help them make it better. And I just don't understand why people who are of a certain age won't let go. And so since you're of a certain age, like, and you know, you have to admit that to you know, it's time to sometimes let other people.
Absolutely. Help. I agree 100%. You've heard me say many, many times, people have said, you know, it's somebody else's turn now.
Right. And y'all, you know, the guy who's organizing this is not in good health. And I don't know what his health issues are. None of my business. But I saw him last year. And y'all, I didn't think he'd still be around this year. Right. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. He was not ambulatory. Okay. So I am very surprised to still be getting emails from him.
However, so very much like Granny.
Right. But okay. Y'all, like, so there was this big post in one of our groups, and it was like, yeah, my name's so-and-so, and I'm going to be helping out and really whatever. Yeah, I've met this man. He's not 80, but he's a good 72.
Oh, well.
And it's like, what in the
world? Robbing the cradle.
I know. So then my friend Larry.
And Scott.
Said, you know, we volunteered to help, but they made it really clear they want to know how old we were. Y'all, everyone that's volunteering to do check-in and everything is over the age of 50.
Mm.
I just do not understand. Yeah, this is everywhere. It's in business. And if there's one thing I know, it's in business. It's God knows it's in our government. How many of them are under the age of 80? You know, so I don't understand it. I don't understand. That's my rant. I just don't understand.
Well, I think if I had to guess, I would guess that giving it up means they have no purpose anymore.
Well, but don't you want to be the president
emeritus? Don't you want to go out on top?
Well, and be the president emeritus who, you know, gets it when you're the MC standing there during the event saying, y'all, guess who we have here? We have the founder of the such and such,
of,
you know, Big Fatty, come on up here. Say hello to everyone. Hi. And Big Fatty says, y'all, I'm so happy to see this. And this is why I started it and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I've just shat myself.
Right. But yeah, go out on top. Like I've done that a few times at the coal mine where I realized things weren't going to get any better, but it was no longer part of my job. So I stepped back and y'all, in most cases, the programs did fall apart. But that's not my responsibility.
Right.
Like, so, you know, it's bad leadership. Anyway, but so, yeah, that's what I got. That's my rant. Y'all, boomers being fools. I just don't. Also, that's a great subreddit if you're not there.
But that's not all boomers.
No, it's not. But it seems that anything, I just seem to see it a lot.
I agree with that.
And obviously all boomers aren't still working, but y'all, it's real estate. It's everything. It's like, well, we did it this way. Well, yes. And you've lived in your house for 45 years. So you, the things changing don't impact you that much, but for the rest of us, like, you know, but yeah. So y'all, I worry that if if speaking of boomers,
I can't see who that. Horrifying.
One moment, please. I'm on the phone with Big Fatty. Y'all, hey! That's a special Chris. He's probably on his way home. But either way, so yeah, that's what I got. So that's my rant. I'm just so frustrated. I can't form good thoughts or good opinions about it right now. But.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. Lord. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, my checking account this week, dead. Y'all, I just got a medical bill from February 2022. Anyway, moving right along in a professional pace. Big Fatty, give me the name of someone born on this day, and I'm going to educate everyone who they are and if they're dead or alive.
All right, Bob Iger.
Bob Iger, y'all, he's alive, but his career is questionable. Y'all, he is the former CEO of the Walt Disney Company and current CEO of the Walt Disney Company.
Bob Iger is indeed an American entertainment executive and the CEO of the Walt Disney Company. So, very good. Oh, we even have bells. Elizabeth Banks.
Ooh, she is alive. Her career is 1,000% dead. Y'all, she was Jessie on Saved by the Bell.
Elizabeth Banks is indeed alive, and she's currently the host of Press Your Luck. Does a great job. Does a great job. Mark Spitz.
Mark Spitz. Y'all, he is dead. Y'all, Mark Spitz was a World War II fighter pilot. That's who the Snoopy Ace thing cartoon was based
on. Okay. Mark Spitz is indeed alive. He was an American swimmer and won a record 7 Olympic gold medals in 1972. All right, let's see what we got here. We have got Robert Wagner.
Ooh, y'all, he is still with us, though he is barely. And y'all, he was in the Heart to Heart Mysteries, but he also played DiNozzo's father on the NCIS.
And he was in It Takes a Thief. And all right, and he is still alive. Jerry Goldsmith.
Jerry Goldsmith, y'all, he was the producer or director of that Star Trek Voyager and several other of the franchises, and he's still with us.
No, Jerry Goldsmith, dead as a doornail, died in 2004, and he was an American pianist, television, and film composer, and composed the Twilight Zone and Planet of the Apes films.
I think he composed Star Trek Voyager's theme, didn't he?
Oh. Have we got time for one more?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, y'all, it was composed by Jerry Goldsmith.
Okay.
Okay, who was that? I'm sorry.
Jimmy Durante.
Y'all, he is still with us. And y'all, don't be confused. He is not the former volunteer at the coal mine. But Jimmy Durante was an actor and a comedian, and he was on a bunch of those 60s and 70s shows I didn't care about.
Yes, Jimmy Durante, dead as a doornail, died in 1980. And he was an American vaudeville radio and screen actor and a comedian, and he is the storyteller on Frosty the Snowman was a happy jolly soul.
Poor Archer.
No, that's Archer the Snowflake.
You know, it's all the same to me.
It's very, very similar. Very similar.
Oh, Lord.
Frosty the Snowman was a question on Jeopardy this week.
I don't watch that. I did start watching the pop culture Jeopardy, but I think I just watched that because
I watched it and I didn't really care for it. It's all that young people stuff and all. You know, old people don't like that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I was wondering, has there been a wellness check in Walnut Hills lately?
Y'all, not on Twitter. Not on Twitter. So that's the only way I knew to keep in touch with Walnut Hills. Speaking of, y'all, I bought some barbecue sauce at the Von's East that was on sale this week.
Uh-huh.
It was okay. And I was like, oh, this must be from Texas. Y'all looked at the label, Walnut Hills, California.
Walnut Hills, California. Well, known for their barbecue sauce.
Apparently.
Hmm.